This next item comes a day early and 11 years late, or at least 8 years late. Tomorrow evening, May 31st, there will be a full moon over North America. It will be the second full moon in the month of May, so we are a day early in talking about it. On the other hand, we have called this quirk of the calendar, the second full moon in the same month, a blue moon. We did it as recently as 1996, and we were wrong. It turns out that this meaning of a blue moon, more specific than some vague declaration of rarity, is a phony. And more to the point, 8 years ago, Sky and Telescope magazine confessed that it was the source of the error. So, better late than never, Kelly Beattie, executive editor of Sky and Telescope, joins us from Boston to describe that error that was made in 1946, and the one that we and so many other media outlets have compounded over the years. Welcome back, Kelly Beattie.
Thank you very much, Robert.
And first, what happened in 1946 to give rise to this false notion that a blue moon was the second full moon in the same month?
We ran a story by an amateur astronomer who had explored the meaning of blue moons in the Maine Farmer's Almanac, which was an almanac published regionally for farmers here in the Northeast. And he had come across this term, blue moon. He himself, the writer, interpreted that to mean that there were two full moons within the same month, or so he guessed. He didn't actually go back and look at the almanac, because if he had, he would have seen that that full moon reference came on August 20th, nowhere near the beginning or the end of the month. We ourselves at Sky and Telescope adopted that meaning, and it kind of perpetuated itself throughout pop culture.
In fact, what the Maine Farmer's Almanac meant was that a blue moon occurred when there were four full moons in one season.
That's right. Recall that in modern folklore, we use different terms to describe full moons, the snow moon, the harvest moon, and so forth. When four full moons occur within the same season, which ordinarily has just three, there's a kind of misstep there where you'd have a moon with no real good name for it. So the Maine Farmer's Almanac took the approach of calling this a blue moon, meaning a rare occurrence.
When the Maine Farmer's Almanac used this phrase, they were choosing a phrase, blue moon, that was well established in the language by that time.
Yes, we can trace it back at least 400 years, and we don't really know what the very first use was. It might have had something to do with a truly rare occurrence, or something akin to the moon being made out of green cheese. I can imagine someone in the 17th century, for example, saying, "Sir, I will not marry you even if the moon were to turn blue." But we really don't know the origin.
On the other hand, it did mean once in a blue moon by 1946 meant hardly ever or very rarely.
That's right. And in fact, we still see that used in common language to describe something that's a rare event. There is this reference that we find that has a possible French origin. The words la double lune, the double moon, can be, if you say it fast enough, come out as de blue moon. And so there you have it. That's a possible origin.
Well, Kelly Beattie, thanks a lot for fessing up for us in the program.
My pleasure, Robert. I guess we're guilty as charged.
And we are your accomplices. Kelly Beattie, the executive editor of Sky and Telescope magazine, speaking to us about the not true origin of the phrase blue moon, describing the second moon in the same month.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.